You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network, and I'm joined this morning by a return guest who is celebrating her fifth anniversary with Humans of Judaism. Nikki Schreiber joins us this morning. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
Thank you so much, and mazal tov to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, totally my pleasure. I'm so happy you posted yesterday that this Shabbos is upcoming. June 8th, I think you wrote, is the fifth anniversary of Humans of Judaism, which started out for you as a project of love. I think we can put it that way, and has developed into a juggernaut on social media with God knows how many followers, all spreading great Jewish vibes. So I just wish you would remind everybody for a second how Humans of Judaism started, because that narrative, that story is really important to our bigger conversation.
Sure. So 5 years ago, just around today, I was in Avilus for the loss of my father. I was about a couple of months in, and things had settled in. It was sudden passing, so digesting everything, and leading into the Avilus. And I've gotten to that stage where I was like, okay, roll up my sleeves. I want to do something meaningful in my dad's memory. And I just decided to do this, just create this small project with really zero ambition other than to sort of throw something out in the universe, see if it sticks, and just I'm okay with the effort. And I just started this page where I was thinking, let's highlight the real human and positive and good moments within our global community, including celebrating friends of the community and just important moments. And, in the beginning, it was sort of just rolling out with no format. But as it started to pick up some interest, it really started to take shape because people were sending in stories. It was June 8th, as we said, when I started in 2014, and I was just on the heels of that summer of Operation Protective Edge, where the three boys, Gilad, Ayel, and Naftali, were kidnapped, and it was a very emotional summer, and I think that people were looking, they're on social media, they were being delivered so many different stories that were just, the news and things that were going on, and they, really connected with a page that offered some strength, some chizuk, some just a good-natured perspective and, just some unity and things like that. It's 5 years later, and it's at between Facebook and Instagram, just on Humans, because our several other extension brands is over 250,000 followers. Wow. Worldwide, and it's just exceeded any expectation when there really wasn't any to start, but it's really fascinating the things you can do when you put your mind to it. So I guess I can refer to the fortune cookie of the day. it's even surprised my, you surprise yourself with the things you do.
Right.
And just to have the opportunity and the doors that it's opened and the things I've been able to do in memory of my father has just been exceptional.
Well, I think it's amazing that I don't think it struck me until this moment that the timing of Humans of Judaism, both personally and professionally, or I should say personally for you and globally for the Jewish people, was almost like the perfect storm. Is that you're right. You on your own and us as a people were searching for goodness and searching for a smile in what was a dark time. And so providing, and I'm a big believer, as you know, that social media has the power to do good. Obviously, anything can be used for good or for evil. But when social media and the internet are used for good, there is no end to the good that it can do. And I think that Humans of Judaism fills that. It is almost like the poster child for the good that it can do. And I'm sure that besides that, it brings you, continued nechama and almost pride, or I should say not almost, but tremendous pride that you did this in memory of your father. It also has to be gratifying to you that you know people are getting nechama from your posts as well, that they are feeling good.
Well, my name happens to be Nechama.
Right.
So that works. And it's a passion project, and doing, something that, you know, we can do things with great effort, as we said, you know, also back to the fortune cookie reference, we can do with great effort, and it doesn't always stick.
Right.
To have something received in the effort in which it's put out there, and to continue to strengthen with it, it motivates me to continue. I mean, it's been 5 years. And my greatest part of the milestone is the fact that I have a 3-day Yontif to lean into, and I don't have to watch for 3 days on social. But I really enjoy it, and just continue to sort of evolve also with the times and with the different changes in social and delivery and the different changes in culture and things that are going on, and to continue to sort of serve that place within social and on the internet to be some sort of a point of comfort, as
right.
you said.
Right. You're listening to That's Life here at the Nahum Segal Network, and I am joined this morning by Nikki Schreiber from Humans of Judaism. You can find them at Humans of Judaism. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Instagram. I mean, there's really nowhere that you can't find them. And the timing of this conversation is not only important because it's Humans of Judaism's 5th anniversary coming up this Shabbos, but also because this was a project that Nikki had started in memory of her father, and it is timed, ironically enough, with the fact that yesterday was the Shloshim for my mother. And as my listeners know, and as Nahum has announced, my mother had passed away 4 weeks ago, and Shloshim was up yesterday. And so last night was the Siyum for my mom, and when Nikki posted that this upcoming Shabbos was her 5th anniversary, for this project, it almost seemed completely bashert, completely fortuitous that it would coincide with the marking of the Shloshim for my mom. And what's interesting, Nikki, is that in the last 4 weeks, a number of people have suggested a number of different things that I could do in memory of my mom. And I'm not ready to do anything, frankly. A lot of them are great suggestions, but I'm not ready to do anything. And I sort of feel like you're taking time to figure it out and not jumping into something, but yet creating something that then turned into this unbelievable, again, I use the word juggernaut, this unbelievable movement is almost not only inspiration, but a paradigm for those of us who are looking to do something and don't know what it is. And so there's a benefit to waiting. There's a benefit to taking a minute or taking a beat and giving yourself some time, and then giving yourself some time also to figure out where you want to go. Am I making sense? Is like,
yeah, agreed. I mean, just in general, grief is always a personal process and takes its time. And in general, you know, it was a stage. You know, we always say Bashert isn't just about, you know, a person or the thing. It's also the timing that's right. And
right.
It was Bashert timing for me because I was in the headspace ready to, you know, it was also sort of very healing for me for that sort of second half of Avelis because I needed the chizuk. And by delivering that so authentically, it was almost, you know, Judaism in its formative years really helped me up at a time that I was struggling. And the fact that there's much to do and finding these unique ways to really honor our parents, to do more for the community. And certainly what I know of your mom, she's quite a woman of the Jewish community, to say the very least. So I definitely look forward to see what you come up with. But it's definitely personal, and it takes its time. And it has to also feel right and authentic because there's no rush here. It's just, you know, like you said from the very start of our conversation, this is a passion project for me. So
right.
it really started from a place from my heart where it felt correct. And each one of my siblings all did different things. It's just what's unique for the person. And we all show our, you know, our honor in different ways. And all of them are just welcome,
right.
You know?
I hear that. Humans of Judaism on Facebook, Humans of Judaism on Instagram. Which post has gotten the most traction? I know that the tefillin posts are popular, etc. But which post either has gotten the most traction or has had the most interesting person share it?
So thank God that's always a changing answer. Yom HaShoah, which is fairly recently, is usually sort of the busiest day of the year. I think it really obviously resonates with every Jewish person as well as the world at large. So typically that's most recently, like I just did a post around that time with Wherever I Stand With Israel, which I've often posted. It's a graphic I created that's a simple sentiment, received over 10,000 likes on Instagram. And that's a lot for humans. So those are the ones that typically, it's also the timing of it. I've also had, I think I mentioned this on the last one, it's still the King video.
Really?
Is this viewed over 20 million times, hard to top, a Holocaust 4-minute video, you know, a survivor discussing her story. So those have definitely been interesting. In terms of interesting shares, I don't know about the shares as much because I'd have to be able to see all the notifications, and a lot of people definitely share stuff, but it's always fascinating when you share a post with a celebrity or with someone famous and they themselves comment and thank you for sharing the post, which is always like, oh, okay. So that's always fun.
That's cool. And what about, I mean, we should mention for a second, because, you know, not only is it notable for this week and for the Jewish people, but also because you posted on Humans is the passing of Nachama Rivlin. I wonder when you take a, I mean, the posts on Humans really run the gamut. I mean, they can make you smile, they can make you pause, they can make you proud. So the post on Nachama Rivlin, you know, number one, I wonder about how it is to post a condolence in terms of humans, right? I posted when my mother passed away, but obviously this is a totally different forum. That's number one. And number two is, you know, what that represents about humans and in terms of it being a community.
So it's a great question because it's a very, sorry for the pun, but it really is a very human moment because I am just a person. I'm part of this community. I feel what everyone feels. I, you know, and I take the responsibility and delivery very seriously.
Right.
So, you know, different things, you know, I remember coming out of Yontif for the second days of Pesach and the Poway shooting had happened. I mean, that was just the way you come, you know, and it stopped me in my tracks. Usually we come out of Pesach and it's all these fun Chametz jokes. And now, you know, there's this different tone coming out of Yontif. And I'm very delicate with it because these are real people. This isn't just an obituary. Right. This isn't just a story. This is someone's grandfather or someone's rav or someone's, you know, teacher or things like that. And so oftentimes I will, example for, let's say, we'll use Nachama Rivlin as the example. Mm-hmm. I use the image that the president used of his wife. I figured it was appropriate to use the same image that this president felt fitting for his, you know, Nachama Shali, as he wrote. And so I used his imagery. However, his caption, which usually I'll sometimes copy the sentiments of, you know, quote the person who is in mourning as the primary, but I wanted to give a little bit more history and information. I don't know if everyone knew the history and the roots of Nachama Rivlin that I felt were very interesting. So that I included in the text because she was a very important woman. We know her as the wife of the president, but she just has so many other great stories to tell. So I felt it was important to share her history with that.
No, I think I think that's great. And actually, it ties into this image that so many of us have of Nachama Rivlin walking hand in hand with Melania Trump when the Trumps visited a couple of years ago. And because of her pulmonary fibrosis and she was constantly on oxygen, she was not able to keep up with everyone else. And Melania Trump graciously and beautifully slowed down, took her hand and said, you know, we'll walk as quickly as you walk or walk as slowly as you walk. You know, I'm obviously paraphrasing, but that image is so important. And so it's one of the other things that I think that humans does is, yes, show the humanity, right? But also remind everyone that even people of stature, even people of note, are human and have a story. And I was really so I was touched by some of the stories that you shared about Nachama Rivlin. And you're right. I mean, she was the first wife, she was the first lady, but you can also be that person in the shadows and people don't remember that you yourself have a personality and a narrative. And I think that that's also one of the beautiful things that Humans of Judaism does is that reminds us is that the people in the picture have their own stories. And that brings us closer. And also, again, to continue that pun, humanizes the people in the story. with Nechama Rivlin, you know, this happening so recently, the responses that you got, because she was an adored figure and she's not a controversial figure. What were some of the responses that you got to that post?
Typically, the feedback and engagement is often in the same tone in which it's been delivered. Mm. So it was just condolences and kind words. It did not get political. Luckily, it wasn't presented politically.
Right.
While I enjoyed the story you mentioned with Melania Trump, and I found that to be a great show of Midos, it's not necessarily something I'd engage on humans at this stage because it just would.
Right.
Be too distracting.
Right.
In this, it was very focused on Nechama, and therefore, it really gave her spotlight and people to just write kind words and sentiments and wish the family well and wish her that her memory should be a blessing. What's also fascinating is just to touch on what you were saying before is even if you post a Holocaust survivor picture or, just different photos, again, these are real people. And very often you find the family members commenting like, oh, that's our... You know, I posted a picture of a little girl from the Israel Day Parade this past Sunday, and her mother reposted and said, "Oh, look, she's famous." And it's just so sweet because these are real people. These are our friends. These are our family. And with that enjoyment and excitement comes that responsibility. So I also monitor the comments as well, because if it's someone's grandfather and someone's putting something inappropriate, I will manage it.
I hear that. Yeah, you're not just the content provider, you're also the content referee, so to speak, or umpire, so to speak. And that is part of the pluses and minuses. That's the life of social media, and that's the life of the internet. And we certainly get that also. So I find myself in the same boat and in very good company with you. That is for sure. Humans of Judaism, you can follow them on Instagram. You can follow them on Facebook. You can certainly be in contact with Nikki. Nikki, what's the best way for people to reach you?
Email is always definitely king. So it's Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, at humansofjudaism.com. Otherwise, just check out humansofjudaism.com and you can find contact info there.
There you go. Nikki at humansofjudaism.com. Okay, so first of all, I want to wish you another Mazel Tov. And I want to give you continued strength. And humans should, I really want to ask you what's the next step for humans, but I don't want to put you on the spot because, you know, we're on the air and maybe you don't want to discuss it and maybe you have things rumbling and I'm sure that you do because I'm always amazed at where I find you next and because it's so great and because your positivity and your energy is totally contagious and obviously in the best way possible. So I'm sort of tempted to ask you where humans is going next, but would you prefer I not?
I am comfortable answering any of your questions.
Excellent. Okay. So then go tell me in 30 seconds or less, where is humans going next?
Sure. 30 seconds or less. Basically, Humans of Judaism goes beyond the page. So very often I am involved in social media management of different media channels that you may not even know that I'm behind. And I work for various clients where I'm helping them spread their messages in the right tone and managing social media and things like that. And just I really feel like just the total summary of it is putting that same tone and style and success out there on social media in a variety of channels.
Wow. Okay. I can't wait to see the next chapter. Continued great work, Nikki. Thank you so much for joining me. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Likewise. And the Neshama should have an Aliyah for your mom.
Amen. And
everything that you're doing is just incredible.
Thank you. And you for your father.
Continue. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you soon.